Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Kroll. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Kroll. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting second, the left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting third, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to third. Alou moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Pagan scores. Alou moves to third. Mays moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou scores. Mays scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim Bethke now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier takes first base on ball 4. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bethke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Jim Bethke. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. There goes Klaus. The throw from Bailey and Klaus is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Galen Sisco now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool juggles the ball. That's an error on Crane Pool. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Alou moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou tags and scores. McCovey tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lewis strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball towards right. Lewis catches it and throws to home to double up Bailey. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hart. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Hart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Alou steals second. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lanier scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing second base. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Christopher goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Giants. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Alou goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Galen Sisko. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is called out on strikes. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey bunts towards the mound. McGraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McGraw. Hart moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 8-2, Giants. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to third for the out. Davenport moves to second. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davenport moves to third. Perry moves to second. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. It's 8-3, Giants. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. It's 8-4, Giants. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Giants. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Giants. Bob Shaw now pitching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hart. Lewis moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan pinch runs for Roy McMillan. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Cowan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Giants. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan throws to second for 1, and Davenport throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cowan scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Mets, 8, Giants, 8. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Cowan now playing center field. Jim Hickman now playing third base. Charlie Smith now playing shortstop. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson pinch runs for Ed Bailey. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Klaus covering, for the out. Henderson moves to second. 1 out. Tom Haller pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is walked intentionally. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 8. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller now playing second base. Bob Hendley now pitching. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Tom Haller now catching. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 8. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ron Herbel now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Christopher tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, Mets. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keene for the out. Hart moves to second. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Haller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 8. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.